no more crickets. Hard frost comes with northern wind. The tree made bare for winter. Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. That's a haiku from my ebook, Without Haiku. We have a little bit more than hard frost right now. We're having some pretty hard cold. I think this evening we're supposed to get down to about 20 below zero Fahrenheit. That's plenty cold. That's so cold that you just don't know how cold it is anymore. You have to bundle up. Some people can't bundle up, I know. And I think of them. I don't know how people can endure this kind of cold when they have no place to live. You may have noticed that I've been gone for quite a while. Part of that has to do with a book that I've been writing, and it takes a lot of time. And when you're focused on writing a novel, it's very different than writing poetry or doing my recordings for Radio Lee, because my mind becomes completely steeped in the whole process of writing the novel and all the conversations that go on in my head are suddenly turned to characters or events or how I might rewrite this page or what I want to do here on this page. And it's an amazing consumption of one's energy. It's quite astonishing to me how a novel is just entirely different than poetry. I'm also coming out of an illness that was rather stunning for me. I had a kidney infection that laid me flat for 3 weeks, and 7 weeks into it, I still get tired by the end of the day in a way that I didn't before. I still have some pain, but I'm doing much, much better. A kidney infection is a very, very frightening experience to have. Never in my life have I felt my vitality so utterly sapped. It was quite stunning to me to have this experience. Landed me in the emergency room and happened quite suddenly. But anyway, the good news is I'm on the mend. If you read my recent blog, you'll know that I also just lost a very dear friend, a longtime friend. I wasn't always close to her for 35 years, but we knew each other for that long. She's part of a family that I've been close to for all these decades. And what is difficult about losing a friend like that, a friend that you've had for so long, a friend who saw you move from your early youthful effervescent 20s into your, dare I say, near retirement years. And when you take that journey with someone like that and you lose them, what's so sad about it is that you lose a person who holds your personal history. And when you talk about things that happened 20 years ago, this friend knows what you're talking about. They know who you're talking about. They know where you're talking about. And this kind of loss, similar to my illness, drives that existential awareness. Having my friend die as I was sick really brought home to me how important it is to just get up each day and greet the day because you've gotten up. And that might sound really trite and obvious, but I've never had the experience of feeling that my existence was threatened with something unknown. We didn't know right away what was wrong with me, and they were running all sorts of tests and checking my blood for leukemia and all sorts of really scary things. And that brings it home. That brings it home. Don't waste the day. This is it. I saw a quote today that I really liked. It talked about friendships. Friendships that work. It stated that friendships that work are those relationships, and this was particular to women, but those relationships in which we help each other to belong to ourselves. Now, isn't that a beautiful thing? I was thinking of that. I was thinking, that's exactly it, isn't it? It isn't that we hurt each other with our junk we all have, and how easy it is to hurt each other. It's that we're mindful not to hurt each other. It's that we make every effort to be mindful, to be good friends, to help each other belong to ourselves. I thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee. Poem number 4. Everything ends. You know that, Hawk. The telepathy between us, the circle of commissioning spring, that song in my head this morning, Shedrick, return of the swallow, making solstice promises out of equinox announcements, and even this, her dying. This too is over. And so, goodbye, dear friend. Goodbye. No more talks at summer tables. No more watching squirrels and birds. No more walking, no coffee, no cookies between us. So it goes, Hawk. I say, fly down from there. But you stay, aloft or perched and staring, dare I say, adapting. You might find a vole over there, I point, though nothing drifts up as smell, and no moment is caught by your lingering. Fly on down, I say again. Go on. Fly away from here.